continuing, we're at the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, and we're holding the second white line, the last word. V'savar Rebbe, now the Gemara question. Does Rebbe really hold Ayarot lo dechinan miyom haknisa? That we don't push off the cities to market day to Thursday. Remember, we pointed out that Rebbe says in our Mishnah, Rebbe says in the Brisa, like our Mishnah, that when Purim falls out on a Friday, the cities stick to their day, they read it on Friday, together with the walled cities, just like our Mishnah. Now the Gemara questions, does Rebbe really hold that the cities are not pushed back to market day to Thursday together with the villages? Ve'hatanya, but I have a Brisa that says the following. Chaliot b'Shabbat, if Purim falls out on a Shabbos. So now, what happens? The 14th is on Shabbos. The walled cities, they got no problem. They're on Sunday. But what does the regular city do? He can't read on Shabbos. So do they go back to Friday or Thursday? How far back do I bump them? So the Brisa says as follows. The first opinion in the Brisa is not Rebbe. It's Tanakama. Same style. First opinion is an unknown author. And then we will quote Rebbe. So the first opinion says, like our Mishnah, the first opinion says, Kiparim makdimin liyom haknisa, the villages, well, we know where they go. They go to market day, they go to Thursday. Vayarot gedolot korin ber Shabbat. And the regular cities, they read on Friday. That's just like our Mishnah. Umukafot chumal ha-machar. The walled cities, they'll read tomorrow on Sunday, no problem. They read on the regular day. Because the 15th is Sunday, no problem. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Omer ani, I say, hoil v'nidcho ayarot mimkoman, once the cities aren't reading on their set day, once they've been pushed off from their place, they're not going to read on the 14th, yidachu liyom haknisa, then we bump them off all the way back to market day, we bump them off to Thursday. So now on this point, Rebbe is not in line with our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah said that if Purim falls out on a Shabbos, then you're right. I misremembered our Mishnah. It is. Rebbe's like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says like Rebbe. You're right. I'm sorry. So here Rebbe too is like our Mishnah, right? Correction. So now, the Gemara says, does Rebbe hold, what did we say is the logic behind Rebbe? We said, Rebbe says, I have to maintain consistency, and every year the regular cities don't move, don't budge from their day. So too, when Purim falls out on a Friday, the regular cities don't budge from their Friday. And that's why I'll end up reading with the walled cities on Friday. So does Rebbe really hold you don't move the cities to market day? Right? That was Rebbe's logic in the first Brisa. He said, when Purim falls out on a Friday, well then I have a choice. Do I move back the regular cities to Thursday and the walled cities back to Friday? No, I don't do that. I say the regular cities, they stick to their guns. They stay on their day. I don't want to budge them to market day. But what about this Brisa? When Purim falls out on a Shabbos, you do budge them to market day. So you see, Rebbe does move them to market day. The Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, wait a second, what do you mean? You're comparing the two. Hatam in the Brisa, in the first Brisa, in this Brisa that we just quoted, the second Brisa, Zmanam Shabbati. When should they really read? On Shabbos. The 14th falls out on Shabbos. But you can't. Vo'il de nidachu. And once you're bumping them off their set day, then we say, yidachu, then push them already back to Thursday. So you can't compare that to the first case where Purim falls out on a Friday. The hach over here in our case, the first Brisa, Zmanam Erev Shabbos, they're okay on their day. Their day falls out on Friday. So you don't bump them. You don't bump them. You don't bump them at all. Once you bump them, you can bump them to Thursday. That's not a question.
These Brisas, there's no need to bump them. The last one, there was a reason because it falls on a certain day where you have to move.
When it falls out on Shabbos and you have to bump them, then Rebbe says, bump them already out to Thursday. But when it falls out on a Friday and I don't have to bump them just to make it that they don't read on the same day as the walled cities, that's not a reason to bump them. If you can avoid bumping them, you don't bump. Once you bump, you move them, you can move them to market day. But if you don't bump, you don't bump altogether.
So it seems that's the variable that he emphasizes the least.
Which variable?
This the fact that it has to be in that order. Because we just said we
Right. Good point. Excellent. Now you put together the tooth marks. Right. Right. Good point. Very good. Next. You guys see how we're building? We're building. Okay. We're almost at the top. Kiman Azla, according to who does it go? Had Amar Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna. We have the following quote that Rav Chelbo said in the name of Rav Huna. And now, let's fit together the jigsaw puzzle. We have this quote of Amoraim from the period of the Talmud, the period of the Gemara. And now we're saying, according to whose opinion did they say this? Okay? This is the trick. I'm going to give you an opinion. You tell me who's. Who does it go in line? That's the Gemara's question. Now that we've explained the reasoning behind all three or four opinions, we have Tanakama Rebbe, Tanakama Rebbe Yossi. We've explained the logic behind all of them. Now we will quote a quote from Amoraim and say, okay, who does that fit with? Yeah? Okay. It's good that it's late at night. Guys ready? Roll up your sleeves and let's go. Purim shechal liot b'Shabbat, if Purim falls out on Shabbos, hakol nidachin liyom haknisa. Everyone gets bumped off to Thursday. Hakol nidachin sarkadaitach? Do you really think it means everyone gets bumped off to Thursday? There's no reason to bump the walled cities. If Purim fell out on Shabbos, they're on Sunday, they have no problem. Why should they budge, right? Ve'ayika mukafin, but you have the walled cities, they read them everything on Sunday. They have no problem, right? Ella, but rather, what did they mean to say? Kol anidche, whoever gets bumped, yidche liyom haknisa, gets bumped to market day. Kiman, whose opinion does that go with? You guys know the answer. Your Rebbe, that goes like Rebbe's opinion. Okay.
I don't understand what the Gemara is.
The Gemara asked, they said that if Purim falls out on Shabbos, everyone gets bumped to Thursday. Whose opinion is that? Answer, that's Rebbe's opinion. That's all. The only monkey wrench that was in what they said was that they worded it, everyone gets bumped. It's not really everyone. The walled cities, you have no reason to bump them. So well, who's left? The regular cities and the villages. Well, we just said, Rebbe says, when Purim falls out on Shabbos, you bump the regular cities and villages back to Thursday. So that's clear cut.
We're using an Amorite statement to support it.
We're asking, and when they said the statement, they were going in line with whose opinion? Answer, they said it in line with Rebbe's opinion.
What's that going to teach us? It's just
right now, let's say nothing. You'll advance. By the time we finish this tractate, you should be able to answer that question. I can't give you everything yet. We're building, slowly. Let me put you this way. Guys that are attending my dafyomi now, and I give them afternoon, when they came in, they also didn't know what mem test was, my timer. And just today, I asked them, okay, from this Gemara that we learned today, how are you going to rule in Halacha? And they're able to show the breakdown of the Gemara down to the Halacha. You guys should be there too, but it takes time. I mean, we got to build. You'll get there. Not that. Slowly. Slowly. I'm not saying you'll get there within this tractate. That'll take another tractate or two. But to answer that question, you should be able to do by the time we finish Megillah. Right now, we're working on learning the logic of the Gemara. I can't deal with that question yet. We're learning to understand the vocabulary of the Gemara, the order of the Gemara. Our minds have to get accustomed to working with this form of logic. As you get more adept at this, we can deal with questions like that. It's a good question. I just don't feel like we're going to be able to answer it. Not yet. Not yet. Soon. De kuli alma, you guys have it just above the parentheses? De kuli alma miha megila b'shabbat lo karinan. Everyone seems to agree that one point everyone agrees with. You don't read Megillah on Shabbos. My timer. Why? Why can't you read Megillah on Shabbos? You're allowed to learn on Shabbos. Why can't we read from the Torah on Shabbos? Why can't we read the Megillah on Shabbos, right? What's the problem? That seems to be a given. Everyone agrees. Why? Amar Rabbah. So Rabbah taught us the following. kol chayavim b'kriyat haMegillah. Everyone's obligated to read the Megillah. Then a kol bekin b'mikra Megillah. And not everyone knows, not everyone's mastered reading the Megillah. So the rabbis made a gzeirah, a decree, that you should not read Megillah on Shabbos, shema yitlena biyado, lest the person take the Megillah in his hand, carry it through public domain, do a biblical prohibition, ve'elech etzel baki lilmod, he'll go to a master to learn how to read it, ve'yavirena daledamot, alba'amot, b'shut arbim, he'll end up having carried it 4 footsteps in public domain, having done a biblical prohibition, v'hainu time at the shofar. And that's the reason we don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Technically, biblically, there's no problem. So why didn't we blow shofar this year on Rosh Hashanah? We have a biblical mitzvah to blow shofar the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Biblical. Tells the rabbis, no. No blowing shofar. And some opinions say this dates back to Moshe Rabbeinu's time. That Moshe made this biblical institution not to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. To strengthen, people had to understand that carrying on Shabbos is prohibited. That's the one melacha of Shabbos that people have the hardest time understanding. In my house, I could carry around this cup as much as I want, no problem. I could carry it throughout my yard, no problem. I carry it from my yard to public domain, biblical prohibition. What's the difference? I carried it 1 footstep here. I carried it all around my yard before. That wasn't the problem. From my yard to public domain, 1 footstep, I did a biblical prohibition. Why? 4 footsteps in public domain, biblical prohibition. Why? People have a hard time understanding it. The rabbi said, we have to show them how important it is. So we're going to say, you can't even blow shofar. You can't even do that mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah if it falls out on Shabbos. Why? Because you might end up carrying your shofar in public domain. V'hainu taima delulav. And the same reason applies. Why didn't we shake lulav and esrog on the first day of Sukkot? That's the only day that we have a biblical obligation to shake lulav. And this year we didn't. Why didn't we? Because maybe you'll end up carrying your lulav to shul through public domain. Rav Yosef Amar. Who's Rav Yosef? The Rebbe of Abaye. Who's Rav Yosef? He was blind. Who's Rav Yosef? The contemporary of Rabba. Notice, what we say 2 lines up? Rabba. His contemporary was Rav Yosef. Who's Rav Yosef? He was the chief rabbi of the Jewish people for 2 years before he died. Who's Rav Yosef? He mastered the oral tradition like no one else. He was Sinai. He had a tradition considered like Sinai. That's Rav Yosef. We got a lot more to say about him, but we got to go on. Rav Yosef said, "Mipnei she'enehem shel aniyim nesuot mimikra Megillah," because the poor, they're waiting in anticipation. Their eyes are looking up to the reading of the Megillah. They know when people read Megillah, that's the time they collect charity. Remember, we're talking about the period of the Gemara. The majority of the people are illiterate. They don't know how to say Shema. They don't know how to make blessings. What about the poor? They're even worse off. Some of them have children that are the chief rabbis of Israel. But many of them, they barely make ends meet. And they know. When Purim comes, when they read that Megillah, people give charity. They have a mitzvah, Matanas Levionim. One of the mitzvahs of Purim is to give charity on Purim. Now, what's going to happen when you read the Megillah on Shabbos? No one's going to have any money in their pocket, right? You don't give charity on Shabbos. So because the poor are waiting in anticipation of the reading of the Megillah, the rabbi said, we do not read the Megillah on Shabbos. Tanya Namihachi, this is a term you guys have to know, Tanya Namihachi, we have a brisa like this as well. Afal pi shamru kfarim makdimin liyom haknisa, even though the villages, we said the villages, they could proceed to read the Megillah on market day. So this is where we'll have to pick up with Rav Yosef. That's where we'll pick up next week. But we finished this sugya. You guys held on very well. You guys can let your minds rest. We'll pick up over here with Rav Yosef Bezat Shem next week, Monday. Good question.